thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree.
Welcome back. We're on Needing the Car Doctor. You know, I was telling the story first hour, and I want to refresh your memory here in case you're just new, you're just turning us on. Fellow walked into the shop this week, 2005 Ford Explorer, and he wanted me to put an alternator on the car. That's an alternator. I know it's an alternator. I've been driving 18-wheelers for a living, and I know, you know, like I know my truck. I know when a charging system needs an alternator. And I looked at him, and I said, how do you know it's not the computer? And he looked at me, and he said, why would it be the computer? Why would the computer have anything to do with it? Well, because in 2005, the charging system was controlled by the main engine computer, the PCM. And it made me realize, and I appreciate somebody trying to work on their vehicle, but it made me realize how critical the information that I take for granted that I use in product like All Data every day is available for me, but it's also available for you. And I thought it would be refreshing, especially this time of year, you're running around trying to think of some last-minute gift ideas, and I'm trying to get information out to you. You know what? Let's go over and talk to the folks at All Data, I said. It seems like a great idea. So let's welcome aboard Rob McBride. He's an information specialist with the folks over at All Data, and we want to thank him for taking time out of the busy holiday season to be with us here today. Rob, welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, that guy with the 2005 Explorer, how surprised he was to find out that the charging system was, you know, controlled by the PCM. And, you know, is that the guy that needs All Data, Rob? I mean, let me start the conversation here.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it kind of depends, right? I mean, what kind of DIYer is he? If he's definitely somebody that likes to get his hands greasy and get in there and has a good sense of electronics, he's going to get in there, look at All Data DIY, and get all the information he needs. You know, there's plenty of guys out there that all they can do is brakes and change oil, and he's going to have to take it into a shop. But I think the guy who's DIY, who wants to get his hands dirty and learn all the you know, everything from nuts to bolts all the way up to electronic components, definitely is going to see some value in looking at All Data.
When you filter, I don't know if filter is the right word, but, you know, when I look at my All Data product in the shop, and, you know, if I were to look up that 2005 Explorer and I look up the charging system and the wiring and the information, first of all, you know, when I look at that, and if he had a subscription to it and he looked at that, what is he seeing? What am I seeing that he's not seeing? Are we both seeing the same thing?
Yeah, you're seeing the same thing right now. I mean, we use OE information for both the DIY and the professional product. I think that the primary difference for the DIY is it's car specific. So you're only going to see the information specific to your vehicle. In your shop, you're going to see, you know, the 95% of vehicles on the road that are covered. But if you're a DIYer, you're going to see just the vehicle for your, the information for your vehicle. But outside of that, I mean, it's no different than what you're seeing in the shop. It's OE manufactured information. It's not reauthored data or anything else.
Right. Does your, you know, you say OE information, Rob. You know, what does that cost you every year? Is there a way to put a cost on that? Because it's got to be getting more expensive each and every year. The information, you know, the amount of information. I forget the analogy. I think something in 1975, it was 5,000 pages was the average. You know, if you had all the OE information available at the time, in 75, it was 5,000 pages. Today, you know, I think we passed 500,000 pages annually about 10 years ago. I have no idea where we are today. But to put all that digital is getting more expensive every year, correct?
Absolutely correct. In fact, you know, one of the teams that I work with pretty closely will tell you we put in 250,000 probably every quarter. So, I mean, and that's just, and that's not even all the information. I mean, there's more information out there to be done. So absolutely. And the cost of OE information, I mean, it's, you know, we were the first to have a relationship with the manufacturers to be able to put that in our product. And there's no doubt about it that everybody out there wants it. So it's becoming a premium for everybody.
Is it, do you see the day where the OEs aren't going to share information with you, or are you just as big a part of their business model as you are, as you are theirs? You know, is it a hand-in-hand relationship? Do you each need each other in a sense?
Well, it's kind of interesting you say that, because there's a lot of trends going on right now. One of the trends we're seeing is that actually a lot of the information we have today, they would like to have. You know, we obviously deal with 300,000 or so professional technicians plus another 150,000 DIY customers. And the reality is that we get a lot of information from that. We can see trends. We can understand which kind of components break down. There's stuff that the manufacturers would love to have from us. Right now, you know, with the Right to Repair Act and a couple of different places and that kind of gaining ground, I don't see an issue where they're not providing it. I think it probably becomes more available long term. But really, it's going to come down to, you know, how easy is it to get to, how easy is it to use, how expensive it is, and all of that.
It's been my contention for forever. I mean, as long as I'm fixing cars, and that's 43 years, and I'm 26 on radio now, that, you know, the OE manufacturers, the smart ones, the ones that want to sell cars, help make information more available to guys like me, independent shops, and to DIY guys that want to try and fix their own car. Because they know that if I can give you, the Ford vehicle owner, a good experience, or if you, the Ford vehicle owner, have a good experience repairing it, chances are you're probably going to buy another one. And it kind of helps open up the tap of information. Do you think there's any validity to that?
I think there is. I think there's kind of an interesting trend on the other side as well. I think more and more of the dealers and everybody are getting into selling to fixing cars that are not just their cars. So it's kind of just benefiting everybody to have access to all of this information. But I think you're right on in saying that obviously a car that lasts longer on the road is going to be something that's only going to benefit loyalty to the manufacturers. There's no doubt about that. And we're seeing, what, around 12 years right now for the average vehicle
on the road.
So, yeah, they absolutely want to have vehicles that last longer, and they want to be able to claim that. And they can do that if cars last longer and can be fixed easier. So
And that's skyrocketed. I remember as little as 3 years ago, average age of a car on the road was 8 years. So it's gone up 50% in the last 3 years because of the quality that the cars are made with today. The All Data DIY information, I know All Data has it. But the All Data DIY, and maybe I should ask the question this way, that community of information that the professionals share, your forums that you control and monitor, what sort of information do you pull out of that? And is that in the DIY product as well?
It is not in the DIY product at all. In fact, we just did a major update to our professional product here on November 1st at the SEMA Apex show. And it's getting released out kind of over the next couple of quarters to our professionals. And we're also going to be using a lot of those enhancements we did for the DIYer. One of those enhancements is specifically what you're just calling, we call it community, which is this forum where we let all of our 300,000 technicians ask questions and answer questions. And we have internal master techs answer questions. Today, that information is embedded in our product for professionals. Long-term, we're doing two things for really DIYers, and that is allowing things that such as visibility to some of that forum information, those common fixes, and helping with tips on diagnostics, but also building out an app that allow people to be able to connect to the vehicle and get kind of what we call low-level diagnostics and be able to pull codes and see freeze-frame data as well. So lots of things coming for the DIY guy. But today, that only is available for the professional. The car connectivity and the forum stuff is only available for the professional.
But soon to be found in the DIY.
Yeah.
The DIYer
version. That's a 2017 initiative.
Any idea? I don't know if you can answer this question. You know, I think of, so Ford gives you information on charging systems and it gets posted into the database. How many editors, how many writers, how many people are involved? You know, I'm trying to get in my mind and I'm trying to present it to the listener. You know, how many people do you think you, how do you bring it to market? Is there, you know, 1,000 editors, 100 editors? 100 technical writers. What's the scope? You know, what does it take to bring this database to life like you do?
Well, you know, there's a couple things about the product that we have in general is that, you know, we have what we call a common taxonomy, just meaning we take all the manufacturers and we put it into one kind of hierarchy so you can find the information quickly. So we have a whole group of people, about 20 people who do nothing but grab the information that we need and put it into that format. And then we have a whole other set of group that we call auto set, which is just make sure it's applied to the right place in the database. So you're probably looking at, altogether, we have about 65 people that are working on full time.
Wow. Just a, you know, and the fact that it just grows each and every year. It's just staggering. Well, listen, you guys do a great job. You are the premier product on the marketplace. I think everybody enjoys using it that does. And if the listeners want more information, my contention is this time of year, if somebody's looking for that quick Christmas gift, that holiday gift, a DIY subscription is the perfect thing to go for that gearhead. Where can the listeners get more information, Rob? And, you know, just real quick, some costs involved. How does the subscription service work?
Well, you can go to two places to find out more information. You can go to the main site, which is just alldata.com, or you can go directly to alldatadiy.com. On both those sites, you'll be able to get to where you can buy the product and try it out. Specifically, right now, you can get a single vehicle for a full year for $26.95. And, you know, if you want to add your wife or your husband's on there, it's another $16.95. But we also offer a five-year deal where you can pay $44.95 for 5 years and add another vehicle for that for $29. So, you know, I think it's reasonable rate considering what it costs out there to get a book and for what you can save on the long end for doing it yourself.
And, you know, I think if I bought a car today, I'd want to have a subscription just for the fact that at least I can see what recalls are coming out for it, and I can get the information as fast as the manufacturer may or may not show it to me, as well as TSBs that I'll never see. But that's a conversation for another day. Those websites again, Rob, alldata.com, and what was the other one?
alldata.diy.com.
All right, perfect. Rob, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know you're real busy out there, and we appreciate all that you do. You have yourself a good Merry Christmas. All right, sir?
You too. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.